Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, starting the third parak of Meseches Chagiga. Sok the Mishnah. Choymer b'Kodesh mi'b'Truma. The things that we do as a Chumra for Kodesh more than Truma, meaning we treat Kodesh in a different way than Truma, and we're machmir in things that we don't not machmir in Truma. What is it? So the Mishnah brings here a list. So number one is, can you do tevila when one kli is in another kli? So if you have two kelim, two vessels, one inside each other, can you put them together into the mikvah? By truma, that's good enough. By kodesh, you're choishesh for chatzitza. Acharayim v'toich ubeis etzvio. Acharayim means the back of the kli. The toich means the inside of the kli. And beis etzvio means the beis achizo, the handle of the kli. So the fact that each one is considered to be its own place, it's only betruma of loy bekoidish. Meaning, if one part became tame, does the other parts become tame? So if the tuma touches the achorah in the back of the kli, or it touches the handle of the kli, it will not make the rest of the kli tame by truma, but by koidish it will. If it touches the inside of the kli, so then it will become tame, both truma and koidish. Number three, hanoise samedris, noise sachumo, avaloy sakoidish. One can carry a tumas medrash and carry trumo in the same on the same shoulder if the trumo is in a kli made out of clay that doesn't receive tumo. And we're not choishesh that the medrash will fall into the kli and touch the trumo. But by kodesh we are machmir. Number four, bigdoy chel trumo medrash lakodesh. The clothing of oichel trumo is medrash lakodesh as we saw before, meaning that we treat it for kodesh as if it was medrash, as if it has tumo, even though the anshei trumo are very careful to keep it betahara. Number five mentioned in this Mishnah is loy kimidas hakodesh midas hatrumo. We treat the way we do tevilo by kodesh is different than trumo. Shebekodesh matir. First of all, you untie a knot, uminagev, and you dry it up. Umatbil, then you put it into the mikvah ve'achakach kosher. Then you tie it back. Ubetrumo, you can even kosher originally, even though it's open, you can tie it up ve'achakach matbil, because we assume the water is going to go into the knot. And we continue to see another six milas that we'll see in the next Mishnayos. Says the Gemara, Chorim b'Kodesh b'Trum v'Chulei. Rabchiyah b'Shoah b'Yechonon, p'li sho'ich le'Trum v'Zrizim, v'Yich le'Kodesh einem Zrizim. Says the reason is, not because Kodesh is more important, or is more has a higher level than Truma. But people that eat Truma, they're Zrizim. People that always eat Truma, they're very careful because they do it the whole time. And they used to have a very high degree of Tahara. But v'Yich le'Kodesh, people don't eat Kodesh that much. Even the Kohanim that come to Beis HaMikdash, they do it only 2 weeks a year. So they're not so careful in the Kodesh, not so used to being in B'taharo. So if you have to give more Chumis to Kodesh for them to be more careful. That's not a Milo. Because the Mishnah says that Kodesh has a Milo over Truma. It's not a Milo. Here it's just an Inyan of Gzeira. It's equal. If they both are equal and equal footing, and you still treat one more than another, then it's called a milo. But here, this is not a milo according to you. There's a reason to be machmir more by kodesh and truma. We're talking about somebody who always eats truma, but now he needs to eat kodesh. He has to be noeg all these chumras. But this person, he is careful. He's always careful for truma. He is a zoris. Why would he have to be careful for kodesh? That is the milo. Continues the Gemara addresses the first milo we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to be matbil kli within a kli for truma. Says the Gemara, "Blo b'shav yichonon imayadovar tome kovid kelitro emad bili moisoi." If the inside kli is very heavy, like a litro, like the weight of a litro, then you can't put it into the mikvah because it's so heavy it goes into it's going to be way into the outside kli and will be a chatzitzo even by truma. The only things you can really do by trumo is only different types of baskets. Sal is a regular basket, gogertani is what they use as a sifter in the winery. So only things that are very light, these are things you can put kli into a kli. But a regular kli, you can't put into another kli. B'Shoah just said that even B'Truma you can't really put kli into a kli, and Reb Shimon said the same thing. What is it? It says the one that Yudches on base. Tani and Taman we learned over there. Someone is holding a person or other vessels, and he puts it into the mikvah. So it's tameh because his hands is a chatzitzo. But if you wash his hands first, then it's tahor, because then the water in the hands connects to the mikvah. Rav Shimon says washing the hands is not enough. He has to actually loosen his hands. So you see that Rav Shimon is also makbid and is choshev for chatzitzo. Still, the Abba shows choshev and kli b'toy chli. Says the Gemara, oh my b'yuchon, mistabri Rav Shimon yoydi l'Abba shol. Rav Shimon that says that by hand, you have to your choshev to chatzitzo, he will agree that kli b'toy chli, your choshev to chatzitzo like Abba shol. But Abba shol lo yoydi l'Rav Shimon. But maybe Abba shol doesn't agree with Rav Shimon. And Rav Chaim explains, because you see, even Rabbanon that argue Rav Shimon, they also require to wash the hands. So there is, everybody agrees, there's some chatzitzo that hands have that you need to avoid. Question, what avoids it? According to Rabbanon, just washing with water. According to Rav Shimon, is because you need to be marpe, have to make it loose. So could be Abba Shaul says, I agree the chatzitzo is a problem, but if you wash the hands, that's good enough. You don't have to make it loose like Rav Shimon. When one of the Kriyas in Rishon HaBeruchin and said, Aloha ki Abba Shaul, Paschal like Abba Shaul, they were machmig regarding chatzitzo, even by Trumo. V'tani ken, Aloha ki Dvorev, also says, Abraisa, the Aloha is like him. Oma Rav Yoino, Masniso, the Rameir. Avadi v'chachomim, Oisim ken, afilu b'koydish. We'll start here with the beer of the Pnei Moshe, which is a more easier beer than the standing Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, you said that by Trumo, you could put a klibet or a kli. But by Koydish, you can't put a klibet or a kli. That's a shita of Rameir. According to Chachom, even by Koydish, you can put a klibet or a kli. Continues now the Gemara to address the second milo that we had in our Mishnah. We mentioned the back of the kli, the handle of the kli, and the inside of the kli. They have three different categories. Explains the Gemara. Shein beis tzviya toich, meaning the handle doesn't have the same din like the inside of the kli. That's by Trumo. But Koydish, kulam toich. By Koydish, even the handle is considered to be the toich of the kli. So although the Lashon is a little hard over here, but according to Pnei Moshe, there's two different sentences. We're saying that our Mishnah is Rameir regarding the first case, and then we address the second case. According to Reb Chaim, the Gemara, these two sentences come together. And they're both addressing the second case of the Mishnah, regarding the fact that we have three different parts of the kli. And in this, the Gemara says, Mastizu de Rameir, Avdei v'chachomim, oisim ken afilu b'koydish. So Reb Chaim explains, this is referring to a Mishnah in Perek Chafei b'Maseches Kelim. There the Mishnah addresses the fact that the kli has three different parts to it. So the Mishnah says, according to Rameir, that works both ways. It works to get Tumo, and it works also to give Tumo. Meaning, if something Tumo touches the back of the kli, it doesn't make the inside of the kli Tumo. And it also works the opposite. If the kli became Tumo from the back, someone who touches the inside will now become Tumo. Rabbi Yossi says this only applies to transfer tumo, to give tumo. If tumo touched the back and someone touched them inside, it doesn't become tumo. But for the kli to receive tumo, if yadayim tumeris are touching the kli, any place it touches, it makes the whole kli tumo. So on this, the Mishnah Gemara says, Masniso, our Mishnah is the Rameir. There's no difference between tumo and koydish. Because if we talk about the hands getting tumo, what's the chilek between truma and koydish? The Gemara understands, Bishlo, by the kli, you could say I treat the kli of truma different than the kli of koydish when it receives tumo. But if this whole discussion is regarding the hands touching the kli, l'chor, there's no difference between truma and koydish because the hand is not truma or koydish. And the way we read the Gemara according to that is the following. Masnisa deramehu, adir chachoyim oisim kerefil b'koydish, shein beit tzvi toich. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, the handle is not going to be the inside of the kli, regardless if it's truma or koydish. Says the word, maybe not. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yossi, you could say our Mishnah and explain kli koydish kulam toich. There is enough kamina. If it's a kli koydish, the whole kli is considered to be one big toich, regardless if it's receiving tumo or giving tumo. So if you have hands touching the inside of the kli and you got tumo from the back, yeah, in koydish, the whole thing is one big toich. It's considered to be that the inside of the kli got koydish and hands that touch will become tumo. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, the Nafkamina is only Gabi Yadayim, you could say that our Mishnah does apply, there's a difference between Truma and Koydish. This is the Pshat of Reb Chaim, also not so great in the Lashon, and a very complicated understanding Gemara based on that Mishnah. Continues the Gemara and says, Rav Yoyin b'shem b'chia barbo, ma'isei shenchasu shiva skein la'beres hashona b'bikas rimoin. Once there were seven skein that came to do Ibra hashona b'bikas rimoin, which is not the proper place to do Ibra hashona, as we'll see in a moment. U'miyoyu, who was it? Rav Meir, Rav Yudo, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Rav Nechemio, Rav Blazer ben Yaakov, Rav Yochanan Sandler. Omru kamo mailos b'koyish v'chumos. While they're there, they discussed, what is the mailos that koyish has more than chumo? There is 13, and this is the total of all we have, because we mentioned two milos in the previous perek. For truma, you wash your hands, and kodesh you put into the mikvah. And if you went to the mikvah for truma, it does not work for kodesh. That were the two miles we mentioned in the previous parak. And then this parak is 11 other miles, so together you have 13. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shtei Mitzvah. He disagrees with one. Which one does he disagree with? So according to Rabbi Chaim Pshat, we're going to say that he disagrees with the idea that you have a difference between the toich and the handle and the back. Like Rabbi Yoyner said before, not like the Gemara was a doiche. According to the Pnei Moshe, he's coming to argue regarding kli b'toich kli. When you have a kli instead of kli, is that a mile that you have by kodesh more than truma? Omar Meir kach shamati mi Rabbi Akiva shloshes. Rabbi Akiva says, I heard from Rabbi Akiva that there's 13 miles. I was mishamish Rabbi Akiva much more than you. I stood by him more than you sat by him. Omru Rabbi Yochanan Asandlor, he's Alexandri la mitoyu. He's from coast of Alexandria, and he speaks the emes. If he says that that's what you heard from Rabbi Akiva, we trust him. Even though they had a big argument, when they left each other, they kissed each other, because when they argue and learning, they really love each other at the end. Anyone who did not have a goylo, which is referring to a beged chashuv, an important beged of a tamei chachem, so his friend caught a piece of his beged for yoivle. Why they had to give him this beged chashuv? They came in dash the following pasuk in seven different ways. Ashira no lididi shiras doidi lekarmoi. That pasuk referring to the vineyard, and because they were sitting like the shuris, like the rows of a vineyard, so they dashed this pasuk in seven different ways. Each one says his own drasha. So when you see a drasha in a pasuk, you have to be wearing a beged chashuv. Continues the one that we test. They gave praise to the one who gave the seventh drasha. Because after six drashas of the pasuk, to come and have another drasha, seventh drasha, that's a big milah. And who was it? Amin of Shirin ben Yochai Havo. Shirin ben Yochai was the one who said the seventh drasha. Why they made the Ibur Hashanah this way? They had to go and do the Ibur outside of the place where you're supposed to do it in Beis Rimon. It says in the pasuk, Elohei masecho lo taseloch. Don't do over the Zorah. Machti basrei is chagam matzos tishvar. You have to be careful. The chagam matzos will be in the spring, meaning to make sure to do the Ibur Hashanah. Anybody who's able to do Ibur Hashanah and doesn't do it, kilo evit over the zor. That's why the psukim are written one next to each other. To say if you did not, you weren't careful to do Ibur Hashanah when you're supposed to, it's like a doing over the zor. So even though we're doing Ibur Hashanah in a way which is not ideal, but Ibur Hashanah is very important. Min also mezaloy, when we wanted to leave, amun also nochoy of dinon. They said, let's check if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with what we did. Let's see if we have any siman to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nayach with what we did. There was there one pole of marble. Each one took one nail. And he hit the nail into the marble. And went in easily like going into dough. Meaning even though usually nails cannot penetrate marble, but here he went in so easily. And that was a siman mishamayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was happy with what he did. At kedoy mitkarya kipo masmero. Until today, it's called the pillar of nails or the nail pillar. Until today, we know what it is because that was a siman mishamayim. He was happy to what the Shiva Chachomim did. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Yud Ches.